Well, you never get through a whole season without injuries, but Vince Wilfork is obviously kind of the rock of the defense here, the defensive line. What kind of impact is it to be without him for the whole season?
It's very unfortunate, you know. I'm praying for Vince and his family for a speedy recovery. But he's a loss, you know. He's one of our leaders. We lost him. He's another one of the hearts of the defense. And, you know, like I said, it's very unfortunate. It's, you know, it's a freak accident. And just, you know, I'm praying for him.
Anything from a personal standpoint, just over the year and a half that you've worked with him, that he really taught you in particular, being a veteran, who's been around for a long time? Anything from a personal standpoint?
Just being consistent. You know, I say all the time, when you go up here and you tell me, you know, what are your goals or what do you want to do or what do you want people to see you as? Just consistent, you know, and that's one thing that I learned from him, you know. Coming here, you know, I'll have a good day at practice or a good day in camp, you know, me being a rookie last year, getting here. And him just telling me, you know, just be consistent. And that was his biggest message to me. And, you know, guys just got to step up and just do their jobs.
It kind of seems like that's been the message all season long, the next man up mentality. How are you kind of approaching your role now, knowing that there's going to be a little bit of a void to fill?
Like I just said previously, everyone just got to do their jobs, you know. Like Bill touched on it. I saw what Bill had said about it, you know, about, you know, everyone have to step up and everyone has to do their jobs, like I said previously. You know, he'll be missed, but everyone has to do their job.
Does this team seem better than 2-2? I mean, that's what their record is, but some think that they're with their talent level, maybe they should be better. What do you think?
Well, my biggest thing is not to look at the record. You know, with a team, you just go out there with a game plan and you just execute, and your goal is to win. So,
how do they look to you on tape, though? I mean, do they look like they got a lot of skill, a lot of talent?
They have some great players. They have some good players, actually. AJ Green, they got a few backs that they throw out of there. Quarterback plays pretty well, so. They have some skill players and they can make big plays. So we just got to eliminate them.
We've talked to you a couple times since the season began about moving into an interior of the defensive line, mm-hmm. especially on third down. Could you potentially see that role expand without Vince there, or do you feel like that element of what they ask you to do will remain the same?
Oh, that's not in my power, to be honest with you. that's a coach's decision. Whatever Bill tells me to do, if they call that package more, that will be a coach's decision.
Have you continued to feel comfortable and maybe even feel like you're improving when they've asked you to move yourself?
Getting more experience. Definitely getting more experience.
Chris Jones and Joe Bellano, seems like they'll probably get some more reps with Vince being out. Based on what you've seen with them, your teammates, what do you like about their games?
They're young players, and like I say about every single young player that we have, they retain information very well. You know, playing here in New England, I feel like you get a lot thrown at you, especially coming in. You know, I can speak firsthand. You know, it's still fresh in me from last year. But they do a great job of retaining the information and you know, things that are drawn up, they'll do it out on the field. So I'm excited for those guys, too.
Aside from retaining information based on what you saw them do on the field last week, how did they look to you?
They did a good job. A good job.
All right. Sure. Thanks.